It's 90.3 FM, KEXP, and online at kexp.org. Thanks so much for having it tuned here to the morning show. My name is Morgan. Glad to be here with you on this Friday morning, and I am very happy. I am sitting down in the live room right now, joined by one of my favorite local bands at the moment, Spirit Award. They have a new album coming out on October 19th called Muted Crowd, and they are here to play some songs from that new record right now here on KEXP. Take it away, guys.
We'll be right back.
It's Spirit Award live here on KEXP. Oh man, those songs sound so good. I'm so glad that you guys are here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's not very often that we have a band coming in twice in about 8 months' time. You were just here in January on Audio Oasis, but you guys have been cranking out the records. You had your first album come out last October called Never Ending, and now you have a new one on the way this October. It's coming out on the 19th called Muted Crowd. How did you end up putting out two great records in 1 year?
Oh, thanks. We worked on the first one, Never Ending, for way too long. And just dragged it out really long. And we just, through that process, realized we didn't want to do the same thing. So we basically were like, all right, let's hunker down and write for, you know, a couple months and then get in the studio and then put it out as quick as we can. So,
did you write those songs after the release of Never Ending?
Some of them we wrote before, or we had ideas for that we just couldn't figure out what to do with. I would say probably the majority of them we wrote after Never Ending.
Cool. And the first record had sort of personal themes, and I read that this record is about the changing climate in Seattle. Can you talk about those themes on the new record?
Yeah, it's kind of about, it's about a lot of things. There's not really a general theme. I guess the general theme is just change and growth. And I think that's something that we've, you know, all seen in Seattle, is what to do with all the rapid change and growth and just the general vibe changing, and how to keep that alive, kind of, you know, with the Showbox thing is a good example of a very obvious point of that. I think everything else kind of is very subtle, and it just slowly kind of takes over Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle is very revered for how many culture makers we have in this city, and the fact that it is changing, it's making it more difficult for those culture makers to stay here. What do you think is the main difference between how it sort of used to be in Seattle and what it is now? Like, what are the challenges that face artists today?
I didn't grow up here, but I mean, maybe one of the other guys can answer that more. But I think just as an artist, it's anywhere, it's harder than it used to be. I think that we're lucky to be in Seattle and have a great music community. Mm-hmm. And KEXP is a huge, huge part of that.
I guess growing up here, thinking about it, like, there used to be so many more house shows because there were a bunch of cool, like, houses in Capitol Hill and stuff. I feel like DIY scene will never die, but it's like, for me, that's the first thing that comes to mind. All the houses where there were shows don't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely not as strong as it used to be, you know. But I mean, then again, like, it's really hard to, you know, live in Capitol Hill and pay, you know, $1,300 a month for a studio apartment, be a musician.
Yeah,
for sure. You were mentioning house shows. Yeah, it's those, like, low-level venues where bands can, like, cut their teeth and start building up into bands that can play those larger venues. That's definitely something that's been waning.
And there's still some of the really cool ones happening. You know, there's Kame House in Central District, and they are like one of the most legit house show venues ever. Nicest people, you know, giving bands almost 100% of the door. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely still there. You know, it's still, and I feel like there will be a resurgence of that too.
Yeah, it takes a community of people willing to put that work together, right? To make sure that things like that start cropping back up for musicians, especially and artists. Yeah. So you have a new music video for your lead single, Supreme Truth, on the new record that we've been playing a ton. And it's sort of like a commune theme, right? What are the themes in that video? Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a commune. It's, yeah, the commune theme. Basically the song Terrence wrote, and, you know, he mentioned he wanted it to be about this Japanese death cult. And so that's what the song we ended up writing about. And then, so the video kind of just correlated with that. And we just decided that we wanted to start an organization. And anybody who wants to join is welcome to join.
What's the organization about? What are your tenets?
It's the Muted Crowd, mm-hmm. the same, you know, as our album. yeah, we just, you know, we have live sound baths. We have one at Numo's on October 18th.
Yes.
It's a record release show. So,
you can join the commune.
You can join the commune.
If you buy tickets to the Numo's show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, or if you buy the record. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to enlightenment, for sure. There'll be literature, yeah.
The literature?
Yes.
Those people that stand silently next to the literature and say, you are welcome?
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be able to find the literature.
That's true. You can pre-order the new record, Muted Crowd, now. It comes out on the 19th of October. How can people pre-order that record?
You can pre-order it at unionzero.com.
And I highly recommend that you do. Definitely go to the album release show happening at Numo's on the 18th of October as well, playing with some great local bands, Lake and Spesh, as well on that bill. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in again. I'd love to hear a couple more songs.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's Spirit Award live on KEXP. Live here on KEXP. That was the song Supreme Truth, and we had Trevor Spencer come in and play drums on that track. He produced the record. He's from Way Out Studios. That was very cool having him come in on that track.
Very cool.
Very cool. Far out, even. The new album is Muted Crowd, comes out on October 19th. You can pre-order it on Union Zero's website, and I heard that if you pre-order the album, an angel gets its wings. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. And you can even get bonus points if you go to the record release show, which is happening the day before the album comes out on Thursday, October 18th at Numo's, playing with Lake and Spesh. Thank you guys so much for coming by and playing for us today.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And thank you all for listening this morning. It was super fun hanging out with you today and throughout the week here on KEXP. Stay tuned for the midday show coming up with Stevie Zoom. And keep tuned right here to the station where the music matters, 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle.